Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLK HD. Rono.
We make you this promise right here that this show today will be the show that we do.
Correct.
Yes. Yeah, that's
correct.
Yep. We make you that guarantee. You this show right here will be the one.
Yes.
The only show.
The only show
that we do today.
Correct.
That's it.
Because then right. I'm done. I'm doing this one and I'm over.
Right. And that's it. We'll move on and it will be the show that is on. This one,
yes,
right here,
right now.
Here it is. Monica, Zach, Antoine, broadcasting live from the She Shed. Monica Brooks, how goes the thing?
Good. I mean, my sleep schedule, though, is all jacked up. Like, I've been getting up early, but I want to stay up all night, I guess.
Okay.
Like, I just can't go to sleep.
And it's not even, I mean, it sounds to me like you're saying not I can't fall asleep, but I don't want to.
I'm just up. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah,
I even got some melatonin and I was like, well, maybe that'll help.
Because you said Tuesday night you stayed up late too, right?
Yeah.
You got to stop
doing
that.
It was like, after midnight and I'm like, oh.
But you don't want to. You hear it? I don't want to go to bed. And you know what? That's kind of what I've learned in a lot of this is everyone's defiant personality is coming out. And it's all for different things. Some people say, I won't wear a mask. Get away from it. You know, that kind of thing. Other people say, I will not stop going to the whatever it is. Fine. I ain't going to bed. I don't want it. That's the same with me. I'm like, well, you know, Zach, you really shouldn't drink tonight. Shut up, brain. Nobody asked you.
I don't want to not drink.
Right. Exactly. I don't want to. Leave me alone. So then, you know, Monica's brain says, hey, Monica, you know, it's a bedtime. And she says, shut up. I don't want to.
Yeah.
No, I think that's what it is. You know, Antoine is saying, I don't care what you think about me on any level. I am a man with bracelets. Are you wearing a bracelet? Look at that. He's got a bracelet on, Monica.
With the lion.
What kind of bracelet,
I'll send you a picture of it. I don't know really how to describe it. But this is what the quarantine done. I'm buying things off of Etsy. But no, I know the person that makes these.
Okay.
And I was like, you know what? In this time, I want to support people I know that have local businesses and things like this. So it popped up in my Instagram.
Okay.
And just on a whim, I'm like, all right, I'm going to buy one. So I just bought one immediately.
You bought some man jewelry.
Yeah.
To describe it, it's a bracelet with large beads. So they're black beads, and then it has a gold lion. I mean, really, the best way to describe it is something Rafiki would wear in The Lion King. Like, I would expect him to have this bracelet on, wouldn't you?
I'll send you a picture. I think you'll like it, Monica.
It looks fashionable on you. You're a fashionable guy. For me, they'd be like, what? Did you lose a bet? Like, what's going on here? Are you a bracelet guy?
No. But I am a watch guy, like in suits and things like that. But you'll never see me. If I'm not wearing a suit, I won't wear a watch or anything on my wrist. I don't like that feeling. But if it goes with the outfit, then I will wear it.
I was a watch guy for a while.
I just can't do it.
I like the watch. It makes you feel cool.
I like it, but I wear so many like sweatpants. I don't think a watch goes with
you look ridiculous
athletic wear.
Walking around with some like silver watch on with gym shorts. Yeah. The same. Like you don't need a watch. You don't need to have a job. What are you doing over there? Yeah, I got into the watch. I watched Mad Men. Back in the day.
Yes, I did.
And when Mad Men happened, I thought, I am classy. I am going to wear a watch. Yes. The rest of you looking at your phones. I'm a man with appointments. You feel like you have appointments when you have a watch.
Yeah, and Mad Men
you got somewhere to be.
Yeah, exactly.
Mad Men also made me want to wear suits to work.
Okay.
Because I'm like, oh my God, they are so fancy and they're having like scotch in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
I want to live this life.
Well, I'm here to report, Monica, he's abandoned this whole suits to work thing.
Yes.
Wait, I'm sorry. They're sweatsuits.
Yes.
So I guess that counts. That's a suit right there.
Compromise.
But and I guess the compromise is it's still 50% dedication because while you are not wearing the suits, Antoine and I have been totally drinking scotch at work every day.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, it's the only way to get through anything around here. Come
on.
Wake
up.
Yeah, exactly. We got to get pepped up and ready to roll because this show is the show that we will do today. We make you that promise and that guarantee. Beyond that, we there's no promises.
No.
Okay.
But
right.
There's one promise. And that's what you build on.
Mm-hmm.
Build on that one promise that we've made for you.
Right. And beyond that, don't tell us what to do. So there. 52353. Diamond of the day is next. What is it?
Okay, so this woman, she's being attacked on social media for something she did that involves her baby.
Okay. All right. So this is like mom shaming. This is parent judging here.
Yeah, mom shaming.
Okay. Yeah, I always see those time hop pictures of myself with my kids, and I think, oh, yeah, I'm amazed I haven't been shamed for that. What'd she get shamed for, nerd? Hey! You know, it's good to know sometimes that certain things will not change us. No matter what happens, we will still be judgmental mom shamers on the internet.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Oh, yes. It's social media. So people, I mean, everyone has an opinion.
Oh, yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
Yes, yes. Uh-huh. There's a phrase about how everyone has something else, too. But you can't say it. You get in trouble. But go ahead. Yeah.
Well, this woman named Laura, she was on The Bachelor years ago. Well, now she has a baby. She's, you know, she's married to someone else. She has a baby. Mm-hmm. But she posted on Instagram a picture of her child, and she had done her child's nails, like used those fake acrylic nails on her baby, which, of course, it is stupid. But she held up the hand real quick to show, you know, oh, look, I did her nails. Well, people attacked her all over social media. And they're like, what are you doing? The safety hazard there.
The safety hazard.
Yes. I mean, come on. The baby looks ridiculous. It's awful. I mean, I think she was just trying to be funny and just take a quick picture and take the nails off. I don't even know if they were glued on. I mean, hopefully not. But, you know, but people went after her.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of those ones. Go ahead. Keep going.
She had posted beforehand where, before that, a picture of the baby with the eyebrows done. She did the baby's eyebrows, and people laughed at that one. So I guess she figured, oh, I'll do the nails, and they'll laugh. They're going to chuckle.
I know, you never know what's going to set people off either, because I would think the eyebrows, people get all mad, and the nails would be like, haha, that's funny. You just stuck them on. No, we get mad in the other direction.
The other way.
Oh, my God.
Like, she's going to hurt herself with her fingers.
Oh, the safety hazard. Like, this baby isn't going to work. Like, what's going on here? This baby's not even going to keep those nails. This is a funny little, look at my kid. It's got Nicki Minaj's nails. And then you move on.
She was holding the baby's hand. And from what it looks like, she was just taking a picture and just taking them off.
So, you know, if you want to be the elitist shamers that you are, feel free to head on over to my Facebook. And I promise you, if you go digging around, you will find baby pictures of each of my kids when they were little holding some manner of alcohol, whether it's a beer can or a wine glass or whatever. There's an excellent picture of my son holding a toy French fry like it's a cigarette also.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you'd like to go shame me, go ahead. It's funny.
I'm going to do the first comment, Monica. I'm about to go.
Okay.
I'm about to go shame.
How
I'm going to find this picture and shame it.
I can't believe you.
Shame on you.
You should be ashamed of yourself. Yeah, we love to say things like that. I don't know. You know, if anyone should be ashamed of themselves, it should be Antoine for what you did to the Boy Scouts.
Oh, yeah, well.
Yeah, see, exactly.
Things happen.
Yeah, well, they did. He opened his big mouth, and then the next thing you know, it's just Antoine the bad Boy Scout. So we'll get into that. Backwards game is on the way. It's all about Mother's Day, sort of. It's a mom-themed edition of the Backwards game with things like this.
She got it from a mama.
Yeah, so we'll get into the Backwards game at 6:40, and our next Fill the Fridge winner will be announced at 7 o'clock. Good morning.
My heart.
That's that Dua Lipa lady. She was talking about I bet you've been wondering, Antoine, what is Dua Lipa doing during the quarantine?
I've been wondering that.
Yes.
What has she been up to?
Monica,
something
have
crazy.
You been wondering what Dua Lipa's up to during the quarantine?
Yeah.
Well,
my goodness, I need to know.
Let me go ahead and go to Dua Lipa, who, by the way, has a lovely British accent that you don't think. We hear the song.
Nope.
And then here she is.
Little bits of promo here and there. I've been trying to get creative with ideas and trying to make performances from home. Yeah, I mean, then I've also just been doing what everybody else has been doing, playing games, watching telly, cooking.
Drinking. Left that part out there at the end.
Because she was drinking at the time.
Cooking. She's going to get a cooking show now.
Of course she is.
Oh, there she is.
Yep, you're right, Monica.
Her and Selena Gomez.
And Amy Schumer and every other celebrity just declares, I think I'm going to try cooking. We'll give you a show. Here's some money. That's one of those rich get richer situations that makes me all angry. Makes me feel like one of those 99 percenters. I'm like, how dare you? Because that's what happens is once you're in, you're in.
You're in. You're solid.
And you get to have every sort of crossover project and promotion and everything. But it's so hard to get in. Like if I try to pitch a cooking show, they're like, you're ugly. Nobody knows you. Get out of here. But Dua Lipa says, in her pretty British accent, I'd like to do a cooking show. They're like, fine, we don't know anything. Just here you go.
Celebrities and children, they get in easy these days. Very easily.
My children can't. They're just sitting around at home.
But they can. Just get them. Just put them out there. Take them to an agency.
My daughter this morning, she's too smart. Monica, she's too smart. I don't know what to do. I gotta give her back or something because she's wily. She's crafty because I got my email this morning that she's figured out some sort of workaround and has purchased herself Apple Music on my credit card. So
smart.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Even though we already have Apple Music in the house, she just decided to go buy her own.
Well, she doesn't want to share.
No.
And I don't understand. I'm mad because it's like, I got the two-factor authentication. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to send me a thing. Supposed to be like, you're not allowed to buy anything. And it just, that's a conspiracy to me that, oh, they love to just have that stuff magically go through and then go, well, sir, I'm sorry. There's nothing we can do about it. So clearly, it's mm-hmm. on your end. You're the one who screwed it up. So I'm cranky about that. Probably not as cranky as Monica thinks the delivery people are at her house because you're package lady and you feel like they're judging you, don't you?
Well, I feel like anytime you order anything now, like I'm like, I'm sorry. I want to apologize. Like I feel like I need to apologize. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But I don't want to go to the store. And you don't want to, you know, and I have the kids, so I definitely don't want to bring them in the store with me.
I know, and you
so
really like, can't win because order. What happens is you go to the store, and someone, how dare you go to the store? Yeah. You're exposing yourself and everyone else around you. You need to stay home and order stuff, and you order it, and the delivery person goes, how dare you put me at risk?
I know, so it's like, what do you do?
I don't know.
Do you think the delivery drivers see your address, and they're like, oh Lord. Gotta be kidding
this house again.
How many boxes does she need? What is she building, a fort?
Like, this can't possibly be essential. What is she getting now? If I find out this is just like post-it notes, I'm gonna be furious.
They just throw it in. Yeah,
I feel like they walk away and they roll their eyes like, this house.
Yeah.
No, they roll their eyes while they're walking up to your house. They're like,
oh, here we
and
go.
They skip away because they're done.
Yeah, no, Monica, what you need to do is order one of those Ring doorbells so we can put this
please.
On so you can see what they
do. Oh, yes.
Here we go again. Well, you know what? You can also roll your eyes at Antoine because he made some very bad decisions involving the Boy Scouts back in the day. Just had to have the Boy
Scouts.
You were a child. And because childs like to make demands and they say this is what they must have, then they get the punished afterward. Antoine wanted to be a Boy Scout.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be in the Cub Scouts and in the Boy Scouts so bad.
Oh, you wanted to be prepared.
Yes, and I was in it. But God, I hated it. That's when I realized I'm not an outside person. Uh-huh. That between that and playing soccer, I'm like, no, I don't want to make rope. I don't want to sleep outside. This is stupid.
But what did you think it was going to be?
I don't know.
Just selling popcorn? You don't even like popcorn.
I thought it was going to be fun Oregon Trail type stuff.
But it
wasn't.
You mean dysentery?
I thought it was like I get to ford the river with my oxen.
And I get
to hunt.
Yeah.
I don't get to hunt when you're 10 years old.
Oh,
it was stupid.
God, Oregon Trail back in the day. Because you would put all the different names of your friends.
Yes.
That's what I would do in your clan that was going out to the Oregon Trail.
Uh-huh.
And then anytime anyone died, you got the option of leaving their little message on the gravestone. And I would do the same thing every time. I was like, here lies Jared, stupid idiot. You know, and then you just move on.
Oh, man. That game was so much fun.
Oh, yeah. Forget Call of Duty. Who needs that? Oregon Trail. We got this.
Well, kids, Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts is nothing like that, just so you know. People love it.
Right.
I'm just not one of them.
Outdoor people love it.
Yeah.
Indoor people want to stay inside.
Who would have thought?
Yeah, who would have thought? All these commercials of them doing all this outdoor stuff and the camping, those would be the things you'd have to do.
But they got badges, Monica. Monica, they got badges of honor.
Oh, you wanted badges.
That's right. Oh, yes.
So when Antoine's birthday comes up, if anyone wants to send him like a sheriff's badge, I think he would like that.
Please do. Somebody.
Fill the fridge. 7 o'clock. We'll announce our next winner. $250 in grocery money. Thank you, GBSR attorneys. We are also teamed up for the Takeout Hunger program, trying to provide 2,000 hot meals a week to local families and buying those meals through local businesses. So if you'd like to donate, K92Radio.com. Click on the Takeout Hunger banner. Backwards game. Mommy edition is on the way.
One big.
This is a ways away in the show. It's like an hour from now. But Monica, Antoine has no idea that he's been doing something that kind of drives me crazy.
I have no idea.
Mm-hmm. And
he doesn't know.
He doesn't know. And I'm trapped by it because my wife does the same thing. So she does it. He does it.
We have something in common.
I can't get away from you. So I'll explain. So if you're trapped with somebody, because that's what you've learned in all of this, that you're trapped with someone who, you know, smacks their mouths when they eat cereal or doesn't know how to load a dishwasher.
It's
or
not me either.
Leaves their shoes everywhere. No, it's none of those.
Not me either.
No, I'm going to tell you right now. It's something that goes. I'm going to give you no hints. No hints at all.
No hints.
None.
Okay.
Just that you and my wife do the same thing. And now I can't escape it. But again, that's in like an hour. We got backwards game on the way next. But now, Cuzzle to roll.
Money saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the
Dupla.
This is actually my favorite story, coronavirus story for today.
Okay.
Because it's funny. It's wrong, but it's funny. Is this dude managed to escape jail in Chicago.
All right.
Because there was another inmate that was about to be released. He paid that guy $1,000. So I give $1,000. And then he put on a mask, protective mask. They didn't notice a difference, and they just let him out. They thought he was Bill. Mm-hmm. He was like, yeah, I'm Bill. Let him out.
Wow. Well, in theory, that could work, because then the person who's supposed to be let out could be like, hey, guys, I'm still here. My release date was a week ago. Right. Like, why am I still here?
Yep. Right.
And they still get out. Another person's already out. Just yeah. can't be a tattletale.
Yeah, well, I mean, it did work in this case. Of course, they have figured it out, and now they're looking for him.
And now another guy probably has to stay in jail now.
All right, he's in trouble because he took $1,000. So that, like, cool, you wanted to stay in jail? Not a problem. You're going to stay
in
jail. But I love that story. It's so, that's the kind of thing you expect to see on, remember that show Prison Break that used to be on a podcast?
Oh, yeah.
Something like that. Where
hijinks.
It would have been way more elaborate, the hijinks on the TV show, as opposed to just putting a bandana on and be like, yeah, I'm Bill, no problem. And nobody bothers to check. Sure. Y'all look alike. Go ahead. Head on out. So there was that one. There's some other the coronavirus story today that could the key to fighting the coronavirus be llama blood? Llama blood. Llamas. I just like saying llama blood.
Llamas.
Llama blood. There's some study in Belgium.
Llama.
Yeah, you got to save the drama for your llama. Is that what we're doing here?
Yeah, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Or is it because, coming up in the backwards game, we're going to do it's all different mommy things. So it's
she got it from a llama.
I got it from the llama right there. Some study in Belgium found that the antibodies in the blood from a llama named Winter seem to block coronavirus from infecting cells. So now they're doing more studies.
Okay.
Really, what it comes down to is we don't know anything.
It's worth a shot.
Yeah, why the heck not?
Yeah. Go find out, and I'll test it out.
Like,
whatever.
Hey, I got some llama blood. They're like, cool, figure it out. I mean, Dustin Hoffman saved everybody because he found that monkey in Outbreak. Remember that?
I heard of that. I heard of such a thing.
You know, and I understand real life versus movies. Trust me, I do. But every time I got to hear all these things about how it's going to be 6 months, 9 years, forever until we get some sort of vaccine, I'm like, yo, Dustin Hoffman saved Rene Russo in 2 solid hours. He found that monkey. He put the blood in. Let's do that one.
Are we trying everything?
Right. And again, I know I sound like a fool when I think those things, but that's what I was thinking. And one other thing. This is a casualty of the coronavirus that I am completely okay with. I'm fine with it. They are saying it's time to pour one out and say goodbye to the buffet. The all-you-can-eat buffet is probably going away, at least for a while. And I'm okay with that, Monica.
I know, because when's the last time you've been to a buffet?
I can actually tell you. I can tell you exactly the last time I went to a buffet, because
1995.
I don't remember the year.
It was August.
I was in New England. I was visiting my dad, and my dad is a lover of buffets. And we went to the Mohegan Sun Casino. It's a casino that got up there and whatever. And he's like, "Oh, this is where I want to have dinner. It's a really good buffet." That's a buffet people all the time. Really good buffet. Oh, I hated it. Was so mad. Ate too much, watched all the gross people fighting over crab legs with each other. And that was the moment, because they brought out crab legs. This was one of those ones. It was a huge buffet. You know, you got all these different stations all over the place, and they had one that had the seafood at it. And as they started to bring out the crab legs, people swarmed that station. It was a stampede. It was a herd of cattle. I mean, I'm painting the picture for it. These were large people.
Right?
Large people just going toward the buffet, pushing each other out of the way to try to get to the crab legs. And I thought, never again. Never again. I'm out.
No.
Last time.
This is the end. This is the last time. Yep. So that was.
You are not going to Mufasa me.
Mm-mm. No more. I'm done. So, I'm okay with the buffet. The salad bar, too, because they're just saying with the shared tongs and everything. Yeah. It's just, that ain't.
I'm okay with that.
I am, too. I'm good. Yeah. I don't eat too much, Adam, anyway. Backwards game is next. It's the all mommy edition. Then we'll have our fill the fridge winner. $250 in groceries from GBSR Attorneys. That is on the way.
On the time.
You know what? I've had it with the murder hornets already.
Yeah. You're over it?
Oh, I'm going to explain. We should all be over it. We're being lied to. We're being lied to about these murder hornets.
Ooh, okay.
I'll explain it.
The backwards game on the K92 Morning Thing.
Now we shall go backwards, then forwards, then forwards, then backwards. All those different things.
Yes.
Antoine takes on Monica in the game. Sunday is Mother's Day. Something at this point now, it's, I feel like you need to just remind people. Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We need all those reminders.
Yes. Yes, you do. You even need basic reminders like today is Thursday.
Thank you. I sometimes forget.
It's May. You know, those things.
Also true.
This is real life. All of it. But yeah. So Antoine and Monica will compete in the game. It is all mommy related stuff. It's not really Mother's Day. Like, Mother's Day is Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Now it's more fun.
She got it from a mama.
Stuff like that in the game. So, Antoine, we'll have you go first in the game today.
Okay.
Because in honor of Monica being a mother, you go second. Because the mother always has to put everybody else first. Right, Monica?
Yes.
Right, that's what it is. Y'all always sacrifice. Fine, I'll go last, whatever. But usually that means they win in the end. So will that be the case here as well?
Probably.
Antoine, both of y'all will hear the phrase backwards two times. They try to talk backwards, and then we flip them around and see if it sounds anything like, she got it from her mama. This is what it sounds like backward. Time one.
Oh, mama, Murphy. Okay, well, hold on, hold on. Wait a minute.
It moves fast.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Give me a second. Let me sit up. Okay. All right.
You ready?
Okay.
Second time. Here it is. I guess not bad.
I don't know. The problem is it starts slow.
It does.
And then all of a sudden...
Yeah, it's sort of back when people had to listen to things at records, you know, yeah. And the record would start slow, and then it would just take off.
Yeah, that's how I felt. That's why I had to sit up for this one.
Or it's sort of like a plane taking off on an aircraft carrier. It just goes from zero to in the air. Monica Brooks, are you back?
I'm back.
Now,
I'm ready.
So this one, it's she got it from a mama, and as we learned, it starts slow but gets real fast, real fast. So be ready for it.
Uh-oh.
Two times. She got it from a mama backwards.
Oh, mama, Murphy. Duh.
Time two.
Duh. Oh, mama, Murphy.
Oh, mama, Murphy.
There it is.
That didn't sound bad.
I don't know. That sounded.
We'll see.
I'm not sure. And I know to never judge Monica's in particular because, definitely. Oh my God, this sounds terrible. And then it sounds perfect. We're listening for She Got It From a Mama. Antoine gave us this.
Mama before they reach.
Okay. Flipping it around backwards, it is.
She Got It From a Mama.
Hmm?
Okay.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. All right.
Not bad, not bad. All right. What can Monica Brooks bring to the table? Backwards.
Oh, mama, mama, yeesh.
Okay. Or is it sounds like she's ordering a falafel or
mm-hmm.
something.
For her mama.
There. Yeah, for her mama, of course. All right, she got it from a mama.
She got it from a mama.
Hmm. Not bad at all. Let's see. One more time, Antoine.
She got it from a mama.
She give her from a mama.
I'd say they're both very, very equal. And just because I like the mama a little bit more, point Antoine.
All right.
Correct. Point Antoine on that one.
I'll take it.
Monica really could have gone either way. And the beauty of this game is round two is fixed, so you will win this no matter what. And then we will go to round three. This one does involve a little bit of vocal stylings. One of the most famous songs of all time with the line,
mama, ooh.
Bohemian Rhapsody,
mm-hmm.
the movie, the song. From Queen. So this time, Antoine will go into the soundproof chamber. And Monica, you will hear that two times. Mama, ooh. And then we'll see what it sounds like backward. Here we go with time one now.
Ooh, mom.
That is time one. It's got that vibrato in it, too. Time two.
Ooh, mom. Ooh, mom.
Seemed pretty good. And I would also say for Monica Brooks, that was fairly on tone, which doesn't usually happen for you.
What?
Yep, that was kind of the right notes and the right melody and stuff like that. But what will Antoine bring to the table? Antoine is a very bad singer.
I am.
Right, and I just say it's a statement of fact. It's not an insult. It can't be an insult when it's just so blatantly obvious and true.
And it still can be.
It's not an insult.
You're continuing to pile on, which is turning it from a fact to an insult.
It can be hurtful, but it's not necessarily an insult. Does that make any sense?
Tomato, tomato, sir.
Time to
Ooh, mom.
That's time one.
Time two.
Ooh,
I don't remember what it was. What was I saying? Mama. Gotcha.
Yeah, that was. What's great, Monica? You can't see it because you're broadcasting in the she shed. Is Antoine? He takes himself back from the microphone.
Yeah, I don't want to scream in a microphone.
But then he delivers this.
It's a soft note.
It's like a pigeon cooing.
a little birdie bird.
Here's what Monica brought to the table. We're listening for Mama. Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, Mom.
I think Monica did a good job with this
one.
I mean, she's going to win this round anyway, but.
Mama. Ooh.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I like it.
I mean, it was sort of had the right length. It was on the beat. It was on the notes. Antoine, I'm not so confident on. Here it is.
Ooh, oh, ma.
Yeah.
No. Me either.
No. Here it comes.
Mama. I thought it was perfect. I should have been on the album.
Yeah, you know what? You should have. Let's for the ghost of Freddie Mercury, you just listen.
Mama.
Yeah, point, Monica.
Correct.
I do that at karaoke all the time.
Oh, yeah, that's perfect. That's good. And this is a good time for you to do karaoke, Antoine, because no one else is allowed in the bar. So none of us have to put up with anything. So we move now to round three of the backwards game. Antoine, you will go first. Here it is, forward.
Mommy, I've been naughty.
Oh, man.
All right.
They got a lot of mama themed movies sometimes on the internet. Here we go. You will hear it backward two times. Time one.
Get on the mom.
Okay. Two times. Mommy, I've been naughty.
Get on the mom.
Get on the viahima.
But that was decent.
I have no clue. I forgot what it sounded like halfway through.
You needed an imam, but you were doing well.
Imam.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. Monica's returning from the soundproof chamber. I think Antoine did an okay job on this one.
I'll take okay.
So you got to make sure that you okay it at least. I was going to say step up your game, but just slightly. Like,
yeah.
That's all you have to do. All right, Monica, you ready for time one?
Ready.
Here we go. Mommy, I've been naughty.
Get on the imam.
That is time one. Time two.
Get on Nevia, Imam.
Hey, Nevia, Adam.
That was worse. I think that was worse.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I don't know nothing. You never know until you actually, This is sort of those ones where you don't find out if someone's stuffing their bra or not until later on. And that's what we have here. So we have Mommy, I've been naughty. Antoine gave us.
Let's
flip it around. Let's see what we got.
Mommy, I've been naughty.
That's pretty good.
Mommy, I've been naughty.
Monica.
Hey, Adam.
I almost thought she was just going to quit at the end. It was one of those where it sounded like, so forget it. I don't know. I'm done. Here we go.
Money.
Yeah, not even close. Antoine!
I don't know what she said in hers.
I don't either.
Money.
Yeah. Yours is more. I'll tell you what it is perfect for, Monica, is if you would ever like to use this, I'll save it. You can keep it. And that way, in case you ever want to audition for the role of haunted baby doll movie.
I like it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'd be great as haunted baby doll.
Yes,
one of those dolls where one eyeball is leaking out the other side.
Annabelle.
Yep.
Annabelle 3.
The Monica the version of it. I like it. Antoine, congratulations.
Thank you.
You are the winner in the game.
Thank you.
Coming up, we've been lied to about the murder hornets, and I am mad at the Lamborghini kid also. The Lamborghini kid I'm mad at. Murder Hornets I'm mad at. Brand new birthday scam is on the way, too. Your kid's been zumped. 710 right here on The Thang.
Guess who's back?
The K92 Morning Thang. Trending top three. Number three.
Number three trending is interesting because you may have something worth a bunch of money in your house that you just thought was old, spoiled trash that you forgot to throw away.
Okay.
Yeah. Altoids. You know Altoids.
Yeah, I remember them.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember Altoids Sours?
Vaguely.
Okay. Yeah. They came out a bunch of years ago. I don't think they've been out for, I don't know, maybe 10 years, something like that. Altoid Sours have a huge market on eBay.
up to $1,000 for a tin.
What?
Of Altoid Sours.
Who wants them that bad?
I don't know. But this one, it even says, candy is stuck together. Expired 2009. Seal is intact all around. Not for consumption. Consuming them is up to you. That sold for $1,000.
Wow. And they were discontinued in 2010. I just looked it up.
Yeah. So yeah. 10 years old. Here's another one. It's a tangerine sours. Candy stuck together. Expired around 2005. This person sold for $197.50, which I guess is a bargain.
That's
in comparison.
Crazy.
I know. How about this? An empty, empty tin of passion fruit sours. $100. So just the tin.
What are they doing with these tins? That's the question.
It's a collector's item.
I don't know. Something's happening. Mm. They're building something that we don't know about.
So you think they're building something?
Yes.
I immediately started thinking Altoid Sours is some sort of code for drugs, and that's how you buy drugs on eBay. I don't know.
That could be it, too.
It just occurred to me that maybe the sours on the inside are really like weed gummies or something like that, because that's very expensive for a bunch
very
of random
expensive.
Things. But yeah, it was just a random little thing that popped out there.
Number two.
Right, I'm mad at Lamborghini Kid. I don't like him.
What did he do to you?
It's not what he did to me.
Right.
It's what somebody else did to him.
Okay.
And I don't appreciate when things like this happen. So I don't know if you saw this story the other day. It was all over the place. It was this five-year-old who stole the family car.
Yep.
And was trying to drive to Indiana, and he had $3 in his wallet. And the cops pulled him over on the highway, and he said he was going to go buy a Lamborghini.
Kids are so stupid.
Oh, they're so funny.
He was sitting on the front edge of the seat so that he could reach the brake pedal to keep the car stopped while I was standing there. And I helped him get the car into park.
Well, the boy who stole his mother's car to go buy a Lamborghini now gets to ride in the Lamborghini.
What are we teaching children?
Okay.
You're with me. I'm mad that we're rewarding Lamborghini Kid right now.
Yeah, we can't reinforce that kind of behavior.
No.
Yeah.
One of his neighbors said he had the courage to just go after what he wanted, you know. So he wanted to give him the opportunity. And now there's pictures of him hanging out in the passenger seat of some shiny Lamborghini.
I bet you if I go and I have the passion to go get $1 million from the bank, I bet you that won't work out. I bet you somebody won't donate $100,000 to me.
No, maybe you have a very generous neighbor. I don't know. And Monica, I think of you in this Lamborghini story of them all because your son is five, and I am convinced he's the one. He'd be able to do this. Don't you worry that he could pull this off?
I know. I'm actually worried about it. I was worried about it yesterday and because in the car, you know, I had to move the seat. Jared was driving, so the seat was really like all the way back.
Mm-hmm.
So Hendrick said, how do you set the seat?
Uh-oh.
How do you move the seat? And I'm like, why do you need to know? Like, why? It's like, why are you concerned about the seat in the car and how to adjust the seat?
My feet can't reach the pedals.
Right, and that's what it is. And I'm extra concerned because in the past, he used to ask questions about the actual mechanical operation of the car, but he's not asking those anymore because he's got it down.
Now
he just needs, he just wants to know how to move the seat, and he's ready to roll. He's like, how you call up Apple Maps? Like, that's all he needs right now, and he's ready to leave.
Number one.
We're being lied to. This is, it doesn't surprise me at all, but this is a good lesson in how we all need to just stop and take a chill pill because the internet and the media and social media love to use buzzwords to get us all hyped up.
Uh-huh.
And murder hornets is the one because, friends, you've been lied to. There are no murder hornets.
Don't ruin this for me. I've been loving it.
I'm giving you the good news that murder hornets aren't coming here. Now, they exist.
Okay.
Yep.
But we are not dealing with them in this country. And they've been around for several years. And you know what? They used to be referred to as the giant Asian hornet. So we didn't pay attention to them. But somebody a couple days ago gave them the name murder hornet. And now we've gone crazy with the murder hornets. And they're not in this country.
Well, that's good. So I can still watch the video. So as long as they still exist, that's all that matters.
They said they found two single murder hornets back in Washington State last year and the nest that was destroyed in British Columbia, which is in Canada, in 2018. That's it. They aren't anywhere else. And don't start telling me that you've had murder hornets at your house, much like you think that you had the coronavirus back in November before anybody declared, oh, yeah, I had murder hornets. You don't. You're confusing it with the cicada killer hornet. Which those are big.
They're huge.
And they're mean.
Yeah.
And they got big stingers.
But
and they
aren't
do.
The murder hornets.
I've had these wood bees or the cicada killing hornets, whatever you want to call them. I've had those. It's not the murder hornet. And every bee expert and insect person is saying, trust me, they're not here. This is not a thing. They might come eventually, but you've been duped.
So take it off of your Facebook, please.
Yeah, exactly. But that's a problem. We get caught up in buzzwords. We love buzzwords like meat shortage. So we go freak out over that. And you're getting played. So if you don't like getting played, stop right now because you're getting played.
K92. Scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang.
Today's scam is on Molly. Her husband let me know that their son is 6 and he's been doing the whole Zoom class thing while he's home. So I'm calling from the school because we have big problems with Tristan's behavior. It's the birthday scam. Your kid's been zumped on the K92 Morning Thang.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Is this Molly?
Yes, this is she.
Molly, this is Johnson calling from the administration office here at Elementary. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking. Just dealing with this whole, you know, new normal thing of the virtual classroom and everything.
Yep. Yeah, I bet. But I mean, thank you for everything you guys have been doing.
Oh, how very nice of you to say that. We do appreciate that.
Great. Yeah. I mean, Tristan has loved being able to do everything online and also being able to get to see his friends. So it's really helped them adjust to everything, you know, as smoothly as possible.
That's great. Though I wish I could say the same for our end.
I'm sorry.
You see, it's just, and I hate making these calls. We're having an issue with your son and his behavior during these Zoom sessions.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm. Oh, well, I'm so sorry. I mean, if you just, like, let me know what's going on or what's wrong, I'm sure, you know, he and I can work it out and fix it for you.
I'm not so sure. You see, your son has an incredible lack of focus.
I'm sorry, excuse me?
Yes. You see, I've watched the playback of the sessions, and he's looking all over the room while the teacher is talking. He's showing his teddy bear to the class. It's all very distracting.
Well, no, I mean, with the teddy bear thing, they did like a whole thing where the kids were showing off their stuffed animals. I mean, like, so why is my son being singled out for that?
Ma'am, I watched the video. His eyes are darting all over the place the entire time. It's very shifty and shady, if you ask me.
He's 6 years old. He's supposed to do that. I mean, you expect a 6-year-old to stare directly at the screen the entire time?
Yes, that's exactly it.
Give me a break. There's no way any of those kids are doing that. That's 6 years old. I dare you to find another 6-year-old that could do that the entire class time. That's not realistic.
Ma'am, that may be true, but your son is way worse.
Okay, you've got to be kidding me right now, okay? Because, like, I'm going to sit there during his next class and watch every single kid on that screen because I do not believe you at all that he's the only one that looks around.
Well, it doesn't stop there anyway.
What is that supposed to mean?
It means his teacher has also reported that on several occasions, young Tristan has stuck his finger in his nose.
Oh, my God. This is crazy. He's 6.
And eaten it.
Oh my God, that is disgusting. And there's no way that has happened, okay? He doesn't do that.
That's, ma'am, are you not giving him enough snacks while he's home or something?
What is that supposed to mean? Are you serious?
I'll tell you what this all means is your child has been zumped.
Zumped?
Yes.
I have no idea what that is.
Well,
it's
when you're on Zoom and then you get dumped. It's zumped. It's actually kind of clever, really. So, yeah, he's been kicked off for the rest of the school year.
I'm sorry, what?
Yes. Good luck. You're on your own with that little devil.
Oh, excuse me? Did you just call my son a devil?
Well, I mean, we could call him a heathen if you prefer. That's fine.
You will not speak to me this way or about my son. And you cannot deprive my son of an education. This is a public school, regardless of whether or not it's online, and I'm a taxpayer. You cannot do this.
Yeah, you're right. I can't, because this is just a birthday scam. Hi, it's Zach from K92.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Molly. What? Happy birthday.
K92. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang.
I am trapped.
It's a trap.
Trapped. I go home. It's there.
Yes.
I'm here at work. It's here, too.
Must be something great.
Antoine and I was just saying Monica. No, Monica, I'm explaining to you that Antoine and my wife, they both do the same little thing that I've noticed
Right.
I don't even know if they know that they do it, but here in quarantine living, down here on the QL,
it stood out to
me. I notice.
Okay.
I notice a lot, and it's driving me crazy. But I haven't really said anything because it's so petty and small that then, of course, what happens is look at you being all nitpicky and jerk face. But here I am being all nitpicky and jerk face because I'm trapped with a couple of pee poppers, Monica.
You said what?
What?
Pee poppers. Y'all are pee poppers.
We pop our pee?
You pop your pees, man. Both of you do it, and it's loud. And I don't... Do you know that you do it? Because both you, Antoine, and my wife, it's the word yup in particular. There's a yup.
Yup.
Yeah, there it is.
Yep. Yeah. But I don't do it with every pee, though. Like, I don't do it in popcorn.
No, because it's not... It's at the end.
It has to be at the end?
It's that NP, that yup or nope.
So he says stop?
Yes. Stop. Mm-hmm. And my wife does it all the time, too. And it's the yup. In particular, and she picked it up about a year ago. She never used to do it. So I don't know. Are you aware that you pee pop? Because you pee pop a lot, man.
I am not aware, but I feel like anytime I use the word yep, I'm saying it with a purpose.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not like yes or yeah. It's like
yep.
There's a reason that I chose that word
in that
context.
And then you've gone hard P at the end of it.
I didn't know I did that.
Yeah.
I did not know.
And crap. You got to put it on there.
Well, now I'm not. Now it's going to be in my head constantly. Okay. You've slowed down my speech significantly now.
I'm okay with that.
I don't know if I'm going to stop doing it, but I may do it intentionally.
Because the pee
pop. So did you tell your wife?
No, I have not told her. I'm afraid to. I'm afraid to because I'm going to get called out as some sort of a nitpicky husband. And the minute I say it, she's going to say, yeah, well, you leave your shoes all over the place. Or just she's going to pick something that's annoying about me. Uh-huh. And then it's going to things. They have a potential to escalate. So I have that happy wife, happy life situation. I'm just going to put up with it. At work, I don't care. I don't care about you. It's fine.
But now, if she's listening right now or somebody who knows her is listening right now, they're going to tell her.
Mm-hmm.
So now she has until you get home. So she has like 6 hours or however long it's going to take you to get back to the house.
I don't know.
To really look around and be like, okay, you did that.
Someone's texting her right now.
Right now.
I'll just explain.
And someone is Antoine.
It was mostly Antoine that was bothering me. I only noticed it on her because of you.
Oh, now it's only Antoine that bothers you. Yeah. And now it's not your wife.
It's cute when she does it. That's
it's precious.
Yeah, that's what it is or something.
You are getting out of that hole, sir.
I don't know. It's as if every time y'all do that pee pop, and again, I understand it's very small and nitpicky, and that's why I don't say anything about it in the end, but it feels like a giant raindrop. Hits the exact side of my temple with that every single time.
Yeah. That's funny.
I'm trapped. 52353. I know I'm not alone though. I mean, look, people are texting in this person. 52353. I'm trapped in my house with my ex-husband. Ugh. We divorced years ago, but he won't get out. Quarantine problems.
Change the locks when he goes to get the mail.
Can't
or something.
Now. Quarantine. Mm-hmm. Here's someone. She's trapped with sleepers. I know the feeling. Nobody around her gets up before 10 o'clock and she's still going into work and they're just sleeping all comfortable in their beds. And those people too, when you come home, they already start talking about their naps and how they're going to take one.
Is this from Zach, did you send this text in?
Wait, yup.
Yep.
There it is. You can feel free. Text in 52353. Open up the phones too. 540-774-9236. Pee Poppers, who are you trapped with? Also, Monica's hosting the Craigslist Price is Right that's on the way. K92. Morning thing. Stay at home happy hour right at 8 o'clock. Set the tone for your day. 4 upbeat party songs to get you going. Now
it's a trap.
We're stuck. We're trapped.
Yeah.
And I'm trapped with a couple of pee poppers.
Yep.
Yep. Antoine, listen to him pop those peas so hard. My wife, she pops her peas. Yeah, see, Monica, you can't do it as much as the pee poppers. Like, Antoine, when he does it, that's the pop.
Okay, I'm trying not to do it.
I can't do it.
Yeah, see, he's just something. There's something they do with their lips. It's like this LL Cool J move or something. And it's just extra. There's a text at 52353 that's sort of along the lines of the pee poppers. And Monica always enjoys the S whistlers. You know the S whistlers?
Yeah.
What do they sound like?
Come on, see me sometime. Yes. Oh, it's a little whistle.
I heard it.
It sounds like the guy on the Family Guy, the old man. What's his name?
I don't know, but it's hilarious.
Yeah, show one.
I don't do the S whistle. Monica, you want a popsicle? Is that what it is?
Sickles. Yes.
Yeah, traps. Okay. Somebody else is there, trapped with three cats and a German shepherd, which I misread when it came in. I thought it said trapped with three cats and a German husband. Like, oh, no.
No.
No, not a German husband. Always smelling of bratwurst. I can't with that. Monica, you trapped right now? Do you feel a little closed in?
I'm trapped with a dancer. Like, my daughter, like, she's 12. And, you know, kids now, like, middle schoolers, they can't help but to just dance at any moment. Mm. Like, just for no reason. Like, I can't even focus on anything because Ava's like walking around just doing a random dance move.
I know what you're saying. My daughter does the same thing because she's obsessed with TikTok and all the dances, so she's always sort of doing them. And I look over and she's just moving her arms. And I'm like, child, you got
you be still.
Bugs.
Sounds like jealousy to me.
Well, you know what?
Especially for Monica, who just lost a dance contest. Not so much with you and Isabella. Monica lost a dance contest.
I see what this is.
Like, oh, you're rubbing it in my face, huh?
Yeah, actually, so what Ava's doing, her touchdown dance. It's the victory dance right here, and Monica doesn't like it. Yeah, I flip it back around, and I start doing the same moves to my daughter, and it drives her crazy.
Oh, no, please stop.
If you can just dance in the kitchen, I can renegade.
No, you're going to hurt yourself. No, don't do it. Please sit down.
I might renegade and hurt myself, but you know what? I don't care. I'm going to do it anyway. We got Robin on the phone. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
She's trapped.
It's a trap.
Where are you trapped? Who are you trapped with, Robin?
So I am trapped in the house with my husband and three kids.
Okay.
They are 2, 5, and 9. Mm. I have two boys, and then my daughter is the 9-year-old.
Okay.
And we have a St. Bernard.
Oh my God.
It's a Disney movie in your house.
St. Bernards are just, they're so big. They're like having a pony. Mm-hmm.
Massive.
And they're so wet.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I mean, our house is just loud.
Uh-huh.
And it drives me nuts. It's like constant bumping, and I feel like every second the dog is bouncing around upstairs. I'm trying to work. The kids are jumping. My husband is doing some kind of house project.
Okay. So you're trapped in a house of stompers and pounders is what it is.
Yeah.
Bunch of movers and shakers.
Right. That's it. Not even so much the shaking, it's just the moving. It's the moving.
The noise. The
bumps. It's the moving and the marching. It's the thumping. The thumping is, and I've heard that not even just in people who have a house full of stompers, is everyone has been trapped in their apartments more.
Yes.
And so they're learning to hate their neighbors a lot more,
so
too.
Much more.
Well, it's constant.
Yeah.
I imagine it's constant. It's all day, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, Robin, do you have a basement you can go hide in? Of course, the basement. That you know what? That's no good. That's terrible advice. Don't do that. You need an attic office. That's what
you need to get above them.
Uh-huh.
Don't get below them. Get above them.
I think your husband, he likes these projects so much, he needs to build you a deck on the roof of the house, and then that's where you can go above everybody else. What do you say?
I mean, that would be real nice.
Okay.
I just need quiet. Like, I work for a call center, and I don't know. I don't want to complain too much because my family's awesome.
Right. But they're all heavy footed is what it is.
A little annoying.
Yeah, it just tests my patience. You know?
It is. You look at them and you think, you don't even have big shoes. I don't know what's going on here. And I was going to suggest you just throw in those earbuds and call centers. Can't do that either.
Nope.
So good luck, Robin. Trap 52353. Monica Brooks, you are hosting the Craigslist Price is Right next. Is there anything Antoine and I should be prepared for?
Oh, no. I mean, these are just glorious local items. I mean, you may want to purchase right after the show.
Your definition of glorious and our definition of glorious, they're different.
Yeah, you know, for as divisive as Antoine and I have become, we're now coming back together on that one. So the fear is real. Craigslist Price is Right. Glorious items you could purchase next. Talking about being trapped. Text 52353. Just bought a house with my two kids. Boyfriend moved in. The hamster is loud. The kids named him Puppy. And the house is haunted, so I'm not sleeping. Send help.
I don't know why the fact that they named the hamster Puppy.
Because the hams are so loud.
It's so adorable.
Puppy.
It's so adorable.
Be quiet, Puppy. All right, we'll try to send help. Good morning, everybody. It is Craigslist Price is Right, featuring your glorious queen of a host, Monica Brooks.
Hey. Yeah, I've been searching Craigslist for items here local that we could purchase.
You know, I find that when I'm on Craigslist, I'm searching Craigslist. Antoine, when you're on Craigslist, I find that you're searching
Craigslist.
Yes. Yeah. Monica, I believe you are trolling. You're trolling Craigslist.
Trolling?
That's what it is. Yes, you're trolling around, traipsing around, skulking. Traipsing. Skulking.
Ooh, yes. Okay, I like that.
Yeah, that's what
that's
it is.
What I'm doing.
You're skulking around, trying to figure things out. But you've gone shopping, and these are items that are actually up for bids. That you can buy on the internet right now.
Right now.
Right
this very
now.
Second.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Throw one at.
Okay. Go for it. What do you got for
us? All right. We're starting with the first item, a vintage 1967 Matchbox race car set. Okay. Now, this is being sold by Robert here in Roanoke.
Okay, Robert.
Thank you, Robert.
And Robert said it's complete and in great condition for the age.
All right.
And so if you have any questions, to call him, which I do have a question because he also listed condition, good. But he also said, great. Which is it, Robert?
Is it good or is it great?
That's a question.
We need to know.
Right? That's going to go into my number. Because, I'm going to factor that in.
When I feel good, it's different than when I feel great.
Without a doubt.
Right. Definitely better than bad.
Now I'm questioning the whole thing. Are they actually cars? Yeah. Are they trucks?
Yeah, what is it? Right. How many? No, it says a set. Robert? Do you know how many are in this set, this 1967 Matchbox set that Robert says is in great and or good condition?
I can't tell. I mean, it's old as crap.
Okay.
But so it doesn't even tells you how many are in there.
All right. So
probably 10.
10. Okay. Yep. And Monica's condition report is old as crap. So there's great, there's good, there's old.
All right.
Matchbox.
The box
set.
Looks good.
Okay.
The box looks good.
There's a box and they all come in the box. 1967. Yep. I mean, that's old, man. It's like 50 years old. Okay.
All right.
I am locked.
How much are you charging, Robert? I'm locked.
All right. So, Zach, how much?
I'm going to go with a bunch of ones. $111.11. 111. Locked.
Okay.
I'm going a little lower at $52.15.
Okay. That was a nice little collector's item there for $52.
Well, Zach, you got it because it's $100.
Oh, correct. Oh. Look at that.
Look at Robert charging too much.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if they're good and they're vintage, man.
We don't know.
Well, he says they're great or good.
Or good.
And Monica says they're old.
As crap.
Well, you can call and ask Robert a question. It's right there.
I'm going to have to reach out to Robert.
I loved Matchbox cars as a kid. That was good times, man. Okay, so point for me in round one.
You got a point,
The stay-at-home happy hour is on the way. It's right at 8 o'clock for party songs to get your day. Make your day feeling great. You can go from old to good to great. In four songs.
I hope you're listening, Robert.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. With Mother's Day approaching, if you have a mother named Cheryl, this is great for Cheryl. Okay. Because there's a personalized candle with the name Cheryl on it being sold in Vinton.
Cheryl.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a Cheryl candle. And I guess for anyone listening that has a mother named Cheryl, how is Cheryl spelt?
Yes, that's important.
Cheryl.
Okay. So if you have a Cheryl that is spelled that way, what is it, a scented candle?
It smells
There's
like
no
Cheryl.
Scent.
No scent.
No, but it has flowers all over it, and it's really cute. And the name Cheryl.
All right.
Cheryl does hair. It smells like a salon. It
smells like a, like
human
old lady.
Resources.
Old lady.
At work, Cheryl.
Yeah, hey,
Cheryl.
It smells like a fax machine. The paper from a shredder is what it smells like.
It smells like HR and a sweater. Okay. I'm locked.
Oh, I'm not, You're but locked? I'm about to be. All right, I'm locked now.
Okay, how much? Right,
I'm locked at $12.12. She smells like toner.
Okay.
All right. $4. That's what I've said. $4.
$4.
Yep.
Did you see the candle? Because it's $4.
What?
Correct. Your mother's name, Cheryl.
I'm going to get it.
That? Yes. It's $4 for the candle in Vinton.
I'm going to buy it for Cheryl for our HR department.
Give it to her.
You can buy it today.
Here's your
Happy
candle.
Mother's Day.
$4.
Silly.
Look at that.
Yes.
Shout out to all the Cheryls in the world.
What's up,
I
Cheryl?
I know, that's right.
Just know that your present's worth $4.
$4. That's how much you're worth. That's okay.
Decent bargain. You want to get something for Mother's Day. If your mother's name's Cheryl, or if she always wish she was. There it is. Craigslist Price is Right. So we got the hot list next, then the stay at home happy hour. Four songs to pump you up for the day, get you going, take you from old to good to great moods and conditions. That is on the way on the thing. If you are dealing with an insurance company, I want you to just contact Mark Skolrud and see if you have a case and to see if you are getting a fair offer. On average, an injured person with an attorney gets 3.5 times more money than somebody who deals with an insurance company on their own. Sometimes you're not even sure if you have a case. Mark will know. He had a recent client who was offered nothing by the insurance company, and he got them to settle for $225,000. Another client who had a different law firm that dropped him said, I can't get you any money. Well, Mark said, let me try. Mark got that person $50,000. He had a pedestrian hit by a car, $500,000. Person who was in a motorcycle accident, $715,000. In his career, Mark Skolrud has recovered over $100 million for his injured clients. Don't let your claim get neglected during these hectic times. Skolrud Law Firm is open and ready. You got video chats, emails. You can go online at skolrud.com or just call and get the ball rolling. 877-444
4444. The initial review of your claim is free, and if Mark doesn't get you money, you don't pay anything, so you really have nothing to lose. Just unlock your case, and then you can decide. 877-444-4444. The Skullrude Law Firm. Helping people, it's what they do.
The K92 Morning Thing.
Stay at home. Happy hour is next. We got four bangers to kick off your day. Hot list now.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Did y'all see the news about Madonna and how she says that she had COVID-19?
Yeah.
I didn't see this.
Yeah, and she was on tour. You remember she got sick. She was sick for a while, and she had to cancel her tour. And people were like, oh, it's because, you know, she's stiff and she can't move like she used to. She's like, no, I feel terrible.
Yeah, and remember her even saying that she was deathly ill and sick like I've never been before. And I remember, I must confess, I was like, oh, God, she's so high maintenance all the time. Mm-hmm. Just, I'm so sick.
Yeah, that's what people said. People were talking junk.
Yeah, she had corona.
About her. Coronavirus. And she tested positive for the antibodies. And since she tested positive for that and she feels well, she did what you're afraid of. She went to a party.
Okay.
Like, we don't know enough about it to really be, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. But if you test positive for the antibodies, are you supposed to just... Again, some people say that means you're clear. Like, you're good. Yeah. You go do stuff. And then other people say don't do anything at all. The antibody test is a weird one, too, because what result are you rooting for?
Right.
That's what I don't know. I was talking to an old friend of the show, Danny Myers, because it was his birthday the other day. And he had the antibody test. He had it done. And he was so disappointed that he was negative. He's like, guys, I never had the coronavirus. Man. But he was sad.
Oh.
He wanted the antibodies because I guess it felt like it gave you the freedom, or at least gave everyone the vindication, because we've all been doing this trash now. Well, you know, I got a sore throat back in December. This cough, and it wouldn't go away.
I think I had the antibodies.
Well, guess what? No corona, and you don't have murder hornets either. You're fine.
No. Anthony Anderson, we liked him back in the day, right?
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of mad at him now.
I think we still kind of like
him.
But he's talking about he's living his best vegan life.
Yeah.
And he wants to let us know.
See, what it is with Anthony Anderson, because I like him. I mean, man, I liked him when he was Teddy on Hang Time 50 million years ago.
I remember those days.
I remember him when he was one of the hilarious big trio of brothers in Me, Myself, and Irene, the Jim Carrey movie. Just awesome. I mean, what is it? Blackish? Is that what that was?
Yep, Blackish. Is the TV show. Yep.
Yeah, he's awesome. Hilarious in that.
And that's what it is eventually someone is so awesome, I just hate him. And there's no reason. For it, other than the fact that they're awesome. And he's so awesome that while the rest of us are just ballooning out and we're turning into Teddy from Hang Time, he's lost weight during the coronavirus.
I also went vegan 3 months ago, which has paid big dividends during the time in which we're living right now. I've lost 17 pounds. I'm in the backyard gardening, growing my own fruits and vegetables. You know, it's working out for me in a strange way.
I hate him.
Yeah.
I don't
know. Gardening just sounds so exhausting.
If you like it, then it's a great therapeutic thing to do.
Great
and you
for
get
you.
The fruits of your labor.
It sounds exhausting.
Bugs.
Yeah. I know, but Teddy, I'm so mad that not only has he lost weight, he's found this glorious hobby that just sets him at peace. He's super talented and likable and funny and all those things. And all of his stuff is available at the grocery store because no one wants his vegan cheese. Now I'm gonna be eating seitan like he is, just because there ain't gonna be no meat, and I'm gonna have to have jackfruit instead. Teddy.
Oh, it's good. You do like
jackfruit, don't you?
I do. That's the only thing I like.
I was craving it a couple weeks ago.
That's good because it's your new pork. There's no more pork. You're only going to get jackfruit. Let's go ahead and set the tone.
Set the tone for your day. It's the Stay at Home Happy Hour on the K92 Morning Thing.
You need to feel good, man. We need to set that tone, Antoine. You know what they say about science and things.
Yes, in 13 minutes, listening to some good music will turn you from a bad mood to a good mood.
Right. And as we learned in the Craigslist Price is Right, it can be good. Good, old, onto great
onto
condition.
Great.
All of it. So we'll do four songs right now. I'm going to tell you the next 3 minutes and 57 seconds of your day. That might be all you need.
You might
not even need the whole 13 minutes because I'm going to tell you if you're in your car, you're immediately feeling better. And if you're in your house, you think, you know what? I need to go drive somewhere. I need to just go get in the car and drive now. That's Sunday Best. The band is Surfaces.
Yes.
Or maybe it's a guy. I don't know.
It's two guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is that a band or is that a duo?
I guess it's a duo. They have to play instruments to be a band, don't they?
That's Surfaces. I don't know. Sunday Best. That ain't bad.
It's people.
Everything's just weird now. So It's all weird.
Nothing makes sense.
Weird and wild. Don't know what the heck's going on. And, I mean, Monica, you were talking about it, that this feels completely weird, something that was totally normal back in the day. Mm-hmm. And now I'm with you. It does feel weird.
It feels weird because I'm signing. I had to sign Hendrix up online for kindergarten. And I'm like, I don't know. It just feels weird because he technically didn't finish preschool and.
Right.
You know, so.
And is there going to be kindergarten starting in September? Right. Who knows?
And I was like, and I was talking to Jared about it. I'm like, so what is going to happen with school? Will he be in kindergarten? Will they have, what's going to happen with schooling?
I mean, I guess.
I don't know.
I guess there's a chance is the teacher that ended his preschool year is also going to be his kindergarten teacher, Miss Monica Brooks.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Yikes.
I know.
You better get your lesson plans together. For coloring.
Monica's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. That teacher's getting fired. I ain't doing that.
But I'm like, that could happen. That could be what happens. So,
I mean, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to choose to believe on the positive end of this that he's going to go to kindergarten, somewhere relatively around September, and he'll be good to go. But, I mean, you think of an extreme situation where, let's say, kindergarten doesn't exactly happen. Does he stay back? Like, does he have kindergarten the next year? How does that work?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, what happens to our kids that are, going to be moving to high school and middle school? Like, are they going to hang back a grade? Who knows?
Everything that requires planning feels weird.
I know.
So, like, you planning for Hendrix to go to kindergarten, it's so far away and we don't know what it's going to be like. Anything. Like, just planning, like, my birthday's in October. Like, what do I want to do for my birthday? I don't know. Huh? What can I plan? What are my options? I don't know what my options are.
Man, I tell you what, it doesn't even have to be advanced planning like that. I don't even know how to plan meals no more because every time you go to the grocery store, it's the worst episode of Chopped because you don't know what ingredients are in that basket. Yeah. It's terrible. And I can't figure it until you get there. You think, okay, well, I'm going to make some chicken fajitas. No, there ain't no chicken and there ain't no peppers and there ain't no tortillas. So now what are you going to do? You know what you get instead? You get some kale and a boot. Figure it out.
Well, lucky for you, Zach, my thing hack tomorrow is going to help you with this issue.
Oh, is it now?
Okay. Lucky for you, you didn't even know it when you started talking.
I did not.
But my thing hack's going to help you.
Okay. Yeah, because it is. It's the worst episode of Chopped. it's Chopped Disease Edition. You're like, okay, figure out what to make with this basket and don't get the coronavirus. Go.
Correct.
And Ted Allen's not even there ripping me off. Yeah, if there's something, if you just want to weigh in, something that feels weird, just 52353. Yeah, everything feels weird, but something that was totally normal. And now, I mean, even the other day I was talking to somebody and, because the new greeting is the elbow bump and he went through the elbow bump. And even that, I was like, what are you doing? We don't have to do nothing right now.
We don't have to touch at all, actually.
I like this suit. Let's go with this suit. Uh-huh. I'm okay. Remember, finger guns, man. Let's do it. It's a weird mystery involving a dead soccer player. I'm going to blow your mind here in just a minute. If you missed the backwards game, it's available for instant replay right now on the K92 Morning Thang podcast. You can get it free right in your K92 radio app, or you can do it on iTunes or whatever. It is the all mommy edition of the backwards game.
K92 Morning Thing blows your mind.
That's one of your stories. This guy died in 2016.
Oh,
something's still going down.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It's a mystery.
Well, I have a woman that's being made fun of for the way she eats food.
Okay.
Yeah.
I make fun of certain people for the way they eat certain things.
Well, this one, they're going hard on her.
Okay, but then I get made fun of too. Monica, what's yours?
Okay, so animals continue to take over.
Okay, let's start with that, because these animals, they're just sitting around being too comfortable,
right?
And I don't appreciate it anymore, and then I'll tell you the mystery, and then we'll all laugh at Antoine's person, so go for
it.
What do you got?
Because, I mean, animal takeover is happening. Okay, so what animal's taking over this small town? A, goats. B, birds. C, pigs.
Goats, birds, pigs.
Well, I'm currently in a rivalry with birds, so I'm going with birds.
Okay, yeah, I'm sick of birds, though. I make a good goat noise, so I'll go, goat. I say goat.
Zach, you're correct.
Oh, correct.
Goats are taking over Wales. This small town, they say that where people are, quarantined, that the goats are just taking over. There's like 100 goats in this town, and they're like, what are we going to do?
It's a gang of goats. And there's nothing you can do because you walk outside of your house and they're like, get back inside.
Rude.
So you're not allowed to, you can't band together to fight the goats. The goats know.
Goats are strong too.
Right. And these goats, they're not, because they'll butt you with their heads.
Yeah. Or they'll kick you, or they'll bite you because they can chew
through
a lot. It's
animal takeover.
And their cheese is delicious. I must say.
Yes. Just,
thank you for that.
Yeah. That is good. It's tangy and wonderful. Okay. It's a mystery. What's going on? soccer player who died in 2016. A, haunts a soccer field. B, still makes predictions from beyond the grave. Or C, isn't dead.
We're going to C.
You're saying C, but you said that he died in 2016, so therefore he can't be alive. I'm going he haunts the soccer field.
You say that, but Antoine, you don't know that because Monica is...
Correct!
Correct.
How is he alive if he's dead?
He's not dead. So this German soccer player, this story is weird. And there's a lot going on. I don't know who's guilty, who's innocent. His name is Hyannik Kamba. And he died in a car accident in 2016. Or so said his wife. So his wife, he's from the Congo. So the story was that he died in a car accident in the Congo, and she's being accused of fraud for allegedly forging all these documents, including a death certificate, to collect his $1 million life insurance policy.
Wow.
He was recently spotted in Germany, alive, because he ain't dead.
He's in a grocery store.
But they don't know if he's in on it, and they don't know...
Oh, he's in on it.
Well, I was going to say it because they said, well, he doesn't know if he knows about it. I'm like, but that was 4 years ago, and we haven't seen him.
He's in Germany now?
Right.
Yeah. He knows.
And there's another weird wrinkle where a German newspaper says that the car crash may have been staged in the Congo. Kamba says he was with some companions one night, and they abandoned him in the middle of the Congo, took his papers, his money, and his phone.
All right.
Yeah.
So all evidence of him was just gone.
Yeah.
It was perfect. A perfect crime.
And how is it that we find him now at the time where no one's supposed to go outside? Now it's the time that we find him. Yep.
Exactly. A little fishy. Well, this woman... is being made fun of for how she eats her food.
Okay, good.
So I want you guys to guess on how she's eating her food.
Go ahead.
Is it A, she talks to her food while she's eating it?
Okay.
Is it B, she cannot look at her food while she's eating it? Or C, she can only eat food when she's by herself?
Okay.
Well,
Now,
I'm going B.
Let's see.
She can't look at it.
All right. Monica is somebody that, for the most part, you like to eat food by yourself, especially ice cream, because you feel like other people's hot breath and their farts will melt your ice cream.
Gracious.
The way Antoine is. They're all hilarious. I'm going to go with A. She talks to her food.
All right. Well, Zach, you'd be correct. She does talk
correct.
To her. And the way it
That's
was found.
That's not weird.
The way it was found. It's very weird. Way it was found out that she does, she was on a Zoom meeting. Mm-hmm. And it was one where you don't really have to do the video. You just have to do the audio. But the manager said, mute your phones or mute your computers while you're on.
Gotcha.
She forgot to mute
her. Yeah, because we're too dumb to figure that out.
So you hear two voices, the manager and this woman saying to her sandwich, did you just call me a punk? Ooh, boy. You just buttered the wrong biscuit. Nom, 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 nom. And then later on, they hear her say, don't worry. I had my fiber gummy. You're going to come out smooth later.
Mm-hmm. I see. So she like picks up. She's role playing with the sandwich.
Yeah, she's talking to all of her food.
She's like, oh, yeah, sandwich. I see you over there.
She'll eat a chip and be like, now that's what I call a chip.
She's reached that point in quarantine where she's to talk to her food. Hendrix talks to his food, too.
Oh, does he now?
He talked to his fries last night, and he was like making them dance. He's like, what are you doing? And he was like, they're dancing. He's like, yeah.
I'm going to
bite you. Spiral fries. He's just making them dance. I was like, well, that's kind of weird, but I guess not.
I feel like the spiral fight. They have an Italian accent because they dance around like a spaghetti all in a circle. Hey, I'm a spiral. What are you doing? I'll talk to animal crackers if we bite their heads off.
Oh, good.
Like,
that sounds angry.
Let me save the drama for your llama. done. I like it. I like this, Jen.
Monica, I'm scared.
What? That's okay. You don't look like an animal cracker.
That is vicious.
Cracker,
that's like biting the head off.
God. I know. Going off of the head. Like, you start with the legs first. Okay, you don't start with the head.
See, people get all bent out of shape when you do things like random acts of violence on an animal cracker because they apply it, oh, my God, what he would do to humans. But it's what I do instead of to humans. So I feel like it's all right then.
Monica, well, I'm going to buy him a box of animal crackers.
With a frozen pizza, with a frozen pizza, you want just half of a pizza. I lean it on the table, and I just like to crack it in half. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like it's an icicle or something.
So I like that feeling
something.
Of just like crack.
Okay, see, now I figured it out. Here's the weirdest food behavior of all, eating half a pizza. What the hell is that, Monica? I mean, good grief. That's just
ridiculous.
We
need to call somebody.
Backwards game is next.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.